Madman. The Terminator.
Yes, this is Lee Blanchett.
Lee Blanchett, the Terminator. That's a hell of a nickname.
Well, it's what my friends had given me, you know, that name on because of the prosthetic that I wear.
Oh, you wear a prosthetic?
Prosthetics.
You wear, what particular limb do you have the prosthetic attached to? Or what stump?
It's upper right leg.
Uh-huh. Upper right leg?
Yeah.
And is it there because the upper right leg is the one that needs the prosthetic, or is it there more as a gag?
No, it's...
It's there because you need it. Yeah. I know one guy who wears a prosthetic every day, doesn't need it, he just does it as a gag. I was curious.
All right. Also, I would like to say on your radio station that this is in memory of Ed Homer.
Was that what you named your leg?
I'm sorry, what?
Was that the name you gave your leg?
No. A friend of mine just gave me the name, the Terminator and everything. But
why, did you take your own leg off? Purposely?
I'm sorry?
Did you terminate your own leg?
No.
Where did you get that nickname?
Just what friends, my friends call me. Because I wear a pocket tool and, you know, different devices on it.
Oh, you mean on the prosthetic limb you attach different tools to it?
Yes.
I like that. So you're saying as long as I'm going to have this baby, why not tack a few goodies to it?
Exactly.
I'm with you there, brother.
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting.
And here I am.
I met a guy who has a prosthetic back. You ever heard about those?
I'm sorry, what?
I met a fella down in, I think it was Owatonna, has a prosthetic back.
I don't know anything about it. And if it's a prosthetic back, great.
Yeah.
The new technology that comes out for people with disabilities actually does work.
Yeah.
And it works
quite great.
I mean,
what he said
there is a such thing as being a bionic man.
Yep, that's what this guy said. He had a mole on his back. The thing became cancerous, metastasized. It ended up growing to the size of his entire back. To remove it, they had to take off his entire back, and then they just put this metal plate over his spine, and that's his back now.
Yeah, and everything was fused together, and then it was put together.
Yep, titanium.
Live on.
Yeah. Is that your mother?
And
is that
that's
your
what I wear is a lot of titanium.
Yeah. Have you ever been somewhere and realized, whoops, I left the leg about a half a block back
in my
hurry to catch the bus?
Well, that's where you get a sense of humor of having disabilities. I just, you know, broke a nut.
What?
Broke a nut.
Well, are you going to get a prosthetic one of those or?
No. My fiance doesn't have a problem with it, and I don't have a problem with it. But it, with bionics,
how did you break a nut?
Slipping and falling. You know, you break a hand, you break a nut. You know, I'm talking about hand joints, not balls.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Well, stop thinking in terms of sex, and you know, look at it this way: the bionic man.
Uh-huh.
Can only do it one way. All extremities and everything that works from the hip down,
uh-huh.
which are their legs, are the most important things. And then also with that is their hands.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then tools that they have to use, you know, to go to work to be a productive member in society.
Yeah. I know a guy who has two prosthetic lips.
Okay.
I know a lot of people. I know a guy who's a mayor of a small town out east.
Yeah, I'm from out east.
I know a guy named Don.
Nope. If there's anybody out there that has anything to do with it, and he's a quadriplegic, and he does everything with his lips, his name is Rennie Peekman.
Rennie Peekman? Was he in Vietnam?
No, he wasn't.
I think he was. I don't think he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be in Germany on a base, but he went AWOL, and they found him in Saigon. I knew that bastard.
No, you didn't. First off, you don't call him a bastard. Second off, he's one of my best friends. And third off, he's a quadriplegic.
If he said he wasn't in Saigon, he's a liar and a son of a bitch.
I think I'm going to have to let you go right now.
All right, I'm sorry. Hello, Randall.
Hi, Mischke. How are you?
I'm all right.
You know, there's two songs I hate, that one and Melissa.
Well, may a crazed pole vaulter drive a stake through your spleen at Sunday brunch.
Spleen. Okay, that's funny. Hey, I was wondering why you would call somebody a son of a bitch and a bastard that you never met.
His friend is.
Yeah, well, why would you say that over there?
Because he's a liar.
That guy.
He's a liar, and he's a piece of junk.
You're just making it worse for yourself, aren't you?
I'm going to spin his head around till it disconnects from his body, fatso.
Well, the fellow that you were talking to, what was his name?
I don't know. What's your name? I'd
Randall.
Like to take you and split you in two.
Oh, I'm not mad at you. I was just curious why you would say that to someone.
No.
You know, you called Hitler a freak, but you called that guy worse names than that. Mischke, come on. What was that all about? Did you have a bad Thanksgiving? Tommy?
I'm trying to think of what I can get away with calling you. I'm checking the book right now to see what the rules are after 9 o'clock.
Hey, that little boy that called the other day on Wednesday and then called today, the kid with the pocket knife?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name again?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, he was a pretty cool little kid, wasn't he?
I don't like you very much.
Okay.